So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Nun Vav discussed Hamagadif, one who blasphemes Hashem's name. The Mishnah continues, Amr Bishu ben Karach b'chol yom donin esa edim bikinui, yaka yoisi es yoisi. During the testimony and questioning of the witnesses, they do not repeat the blasphemy explicitly, but substitute another name for the divine name, such as Yesi should strike Yesi. For the Mishnah's use of Yesi, a four-letter name, the Gemara infers two halachas. One is only liable for blaspheming the four-letter divine name, not the two-letter name. Shem ben arba oisis nami shemhu. One is liable even for blaspheming the four-letter divine name, and we do not say ad ikar shem rabba. He's only liable for blaspheming the great 42-letter name. The Mishnah continues, nigmar hadin loy hargin bikinui. Once the case is completed, however, he cannot be executed based on this testimony using a substitute name. El meitzin kol adam l'chutz shaylen esagodah shebineim va'omer lo emer masha shemata befeirish v'hu omer. We empty the courtroom of spectators and ask the greater of the witnesses to repeat exactly what he heard, and he does so. And the judges arise upon hearing Hashem's name, and they rend their garments over the blasphemy, and they never mend them. The Gemara cites the source for these halachas. Aimdin, they stand as the pasuk says, V'yemer Ehud Dvar Likim Li Eilecha V'yokam Melakise. Egloin, king of Moab, arose from his throne upon hearing the name of Hashem. And so the Gemara reasons, "Ma Eglon Melech Moav Shum Nachri B'lo Yada Ela Bikinoi Amad Yisrael B'Shem Hamafurish Alachas Kama V'Kama." If a non-Jew stood upon hearing one of Hashem's lesser names, certainly Jews should stand upon hearing the Shem Hamafurish. Kairin, they rend their garments, as the pasuk says, "V'Yavil Yakum In Chalkiyahu El Chizkiyahu Karu Begadim V'Yidulay Is Dibri Ravshika." The people who heard the blasphemy of Ravshika had torn their garments. They do not mend these garments. Asi kriya kriya. This is derived from Gzeres Shavah, from another pasuk discussing torn clothing. Elisha saw Eliyo ascend and he tore his garments into two pieces. The word kriyim, torn pieces, indicates shein kriyim lo'olam, they should remain torn forever. The Brisa adds, echad hashemeya ve'echad shemeya mipi shemeya chayav l'kriya. One who hears blasphemy and one who hears it repeated must rend their clothing. However, the witnesses do not have to rend their clothes when the blasphemy is repeated in Bezdin, because they already did so upon hearing the blasphemy. The Gemara cites two rulings from Shmuel. One does not rend their clothing when hearing blasphemy from a non-Jew. The Gemara points out, the ministers of Chizkiyahu HaMelech rent their clothing because Rav Shaka was a Jewish apostate. One only rends their clothing when hearing blasphemy of the Shem HaMefayrish, not one of the lesser names. However, the Gemara infers, Pligid Reb Chiya B'Tarvayu. Reb Chiya argues with both of these rulings, as he ruled Hashemi Azkara B'Zman Hazeh, Enechayev L'Kroya, Shemi Yata'imah Kein Nismala Kala Begid Karoyim. Nowadays, one does not rend their clothing upon hearing blasphemy, because if we did, the entire garment would be torn, since it's so common. The Gemara points out, Yisrael mi pekiri kuli hai, el b'shitim evi kechavim. Certainly Jews do not blaspheme that much, rather he must be referring to non-Jews' blasphemy. And Shem HaMeyuchad mi gemiri ela bekinui. Since most non-Jews are not familiar with the Shem HaMefayrish, he must be referring to lesser names. Thus the Gemara infers, Bezman hazehu deloi, homikar chayiv. Nowadays we do not rend our clothing, but originally we did, even for the blasphemy of a non-Jew, and even for a lesser name. The Mishnah concludes, Vasheni Oimer Afani Kamayu, Vashlishi Oimer Afani Kamayu, and the other witnesses do not repeat the blasphemy, but merely state, I heard it as well. The Gemara infers, Afani Kamayu, Kasher B'din Amamnes, B'din Nefashis, Umalahuda Avad Rabbanan. Saying, I heard the same as the first witness is valid testimony midairaisa, but the Rabbanan invalidated it. Since it would be disrespectful to repeat the blasphemy several times, they allowed it. However, if explicit testimony from each witness was required midairaisa, it would not be valid even in this case. Zakta the Mishnah, Ha'ivar Avedis Kechavim, one who worships idols is liable for skila stoning. The Mishnah elaborates that this includes three categories. Echad Ha'ivid, one who serves the idol, and as the Gemara explains, Echad Ha'ivid Kedarka, one who serves the idol in its customary fashion, whatever that might be. And as the Gemara explains, this refers to avodas pnim, services performed in the Beis HaMikdash. One who slaughters, burns, or pours an offering to the idol is liable even if it's not the customary way to worship this idol. One who bows to the idol is also liable even if it's not the customary way to worship this idol. As for the source for these halachas, that each one is chayiv misa, Avayd Kedarka Rashi explains that it is derived from the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. V'yelech v'yavid l'kim acherim, v'yavid refers to the customary way to worship this idol, as the pasuk elsewhere states, Eicha yavdu hagoyim o'ele es Eloheihem. And the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim then says, V'yitzeis es ish ha'hu v'usikaltim avonim v'mesu. The Gemara cites a braisa in which this is derived from the pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim, which says, one who slaughters a sacrifice to an idol is liable for death. And the pasuk continues, "Bilti l'Hashem levadai." Reikin ha'avodis kulam l'shem hamayuchad. One is liable for any service performed in the Beis Hamikdash, and so we expound, "Zevicha b'chlal hoisa b'loma yatsa l'hakasher le'avolay malach." One would be liable for slaughtering to an idol just like any other form of serving it, based on the pasuk b'yelch v'yavid. Yet the Torah mentions slaughtering separately to teach ma'zivichem yuchedesh shi'avoydis penim v'chayom nalem misa, afkol shi'avoydis penim v'chayom nalem misa. One is liable for old services that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, such as burning and pouring, even if it's not the customary way to worship this idol. Hamishtach v'afil shleikadark is derived from the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, v'yelch v'yavid lehim acher mishtach bulahem, referring to one who bows to an idol and then says, "V'itzeis ish ha'hu uskaltim avonim v'mesu," to teach that one is liable for bowing even if it's not the customary way to worship this idol. And the Gemara concludes, "Yotze ishtach avah lidun ba'atzma, yotze zvicha lidun ala klal kulay." Zvicha was specifically mentioned separately to teach avoidis penim afilish lekadarka, and ishtach avah was specifically mentioned separately to teach bowing because it's not an avoidis penim. However, any other forms of worship, shlegadarka, are only a lav, as the Mishnah later explains. Rashi points out that we cannot say, yotze shtachavo l'alamad al-kol kuloi, demah shtachavo meyuchat shi derech kovid v'chayav alea af l'shlegadarka, av kol shu derech kovid kugein elu chayim. And then shtachavo was mentioned separately to teach that all other forms of worship, even chibuk v'nishuk, hugging and kissing, even shlegadarka chayiv misa, because if so, lama par l'cho zvicha, alay derech kovid hu. The Torah did not need to mention Zvicha separately, because all forms of worship are already included in the Shtachava. However, the Gemara nevertheless asks, perhaps we can say, Yatze Shtachava l'lamad al-kol kuloi, v'zeveach l'gufei, the mechashvin ma'avoid l'avoid. Perhaps the example of bowing does establish a general principle, and Zvicha was mentioned separately to teach that one is liable for slaughtering with intent to sprinkle the blood for the idol. However, after some discussion, the Gemara concludes that Mechashvin Me'avoid Levoida does not require a pasuk to teach that he's Chayiv Misa. It would be understood Misvara, as Rashi explains, because Hoyel B'Shchita Tzorech Zrikihi, V'ho Choshev B'Shchita Manas Lizrik, Havali Ka'ivet Avoidis Kechavim. Since slaughtering is a necessary step for sprinkling, his intention to sprinkle renders the act of slaughtering an act of serving the idol for which he is Chayiv Misa.